Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is SENZ. It is Mornings with Ian Smith and Ricardo Ball in for Smithy, and it is time for our Love Racing update. Louis Herman, what in studio? G'day, mate. How's things?
Yes. Excellent. It's Friday.
How'd you go at New Plymouth yesterday?
Well, I think I said the ones I said to you would win one.
That's good. That's a good start.
Race four was the one we wanted to watch, and Pin Me Up flew home. Heavy track didn't suit. Ideal just didn't look like she loved the track. So we'll follow those. Pin Me Up will be winning a race really soon.
Yeah, okay.
She's going to go good when she gets on a good track throughout the summer.
Yeah, one to follow once the track's hard up a bit.
And they will. And I just spoke to a trainer like just before setting up, like literally like hot off the press, setting up tomorrow morning's show. And he said, "We've turned the corner, mate." He said, We've turned the corner. Let's go. Let's get this weather sorted and let's go. So the fields this weekend are good. Group 1 Captain Cook Stakes. Aegon probably will be winning, but $1.90 is probably too short for me to be finding out. It's a funny race, this. Tiptronic, Prix de Fer, both can win. Verna Mee, I guess, can win. Harlech doesn't win a lot. Zola Express, $14.320. I mean, I guess she's been going good. Balaconte, Lankawi, Chase, Green Luck, Deerfield are wide in the market. It's a funny, funny race to have a bet in. Aegon at $1.90 deserves to be the favourite, but would you take the price to find out? There's some really good racing down at Trentham, actually. Race 5 is a nice open handicap sprint. And Can I Get an Amen has paid us before at Trentham over this distance, where she came out of that really good form race with the nice horses on Trevier, Levante, Rockin' Horse. They all went on to become subsequent Group 1 winners. And Can I Get an Amen turned up back here a couple of weeks later at Trentham and won. Now, I think she can win again from barrier 2. We'll find out with Guy Lowry on the mail run tomorrow. We've got him on the show. But Seamus is fresh up for Alan Sharrock and is a genuine danger at $2.30 as well. So we'll find out what Guy reckons about Can I Get an Amen at Trentham, and then the racing at Pukekohe as well. So it's all go, Rick.
Yeah, it is all go. It is all go. The mail run tomorrow. Have you got Mick Guerin?
No, Mick Guerin. Oh, by the way,
yeah,
I've got some great news for you guys, unless I've already missed it.
No?
Michael Guerin won't be doing his cross onto your show today.
Oh, won't he?
So I was meant to pass that on this morning.
Oh, thanks, Louis. Well, you've done that.
So you've got Greg O'Connor on instead.
Okay, brilliant.
So there you go. Yeah. So just
all the up-to-date news right here.
Yeah, every bit of breaking news in production. Now Mick over at the Interdoms in Melbourne, so he's off. I've got Emily Bosson on the show tomorrow.
Oh, how good.
Yeah. E-Boss. So Opie's been suspended for the last 5 weeks. So he's still
just
got
been driving her up the wall.
1 week of suspension. So he's gone babysitting duty tomorrow.
Yeah.
Opie, his own children.
It's not babysitting when they're your own. It's called parenting.
So I've heard. Izzy Dad calls it babysitting, which is where I steal that phrase from. So Emily's in. Oh, I love Emily. She's got such a wonderful way of reading the racing game. And I'll ask her what's been going on the farm, but also if she can tip us some winners. Male woman Emily, because usually mailman Mick.
Yeah,
but
right.
But tomorrow it's male woman M.
All right, I look forward to that on the mail. And I was actually thinking, can I get an amen? It was just like every time you said, the first time you said that, I almost went, amen! And I think you should get that. So every time you
can
talk
I
about
get
that
an
horse,
amen.
Yeah, just
amen.
Whoever you're working with should do that. You know?
Can I tip a winner out before I go?
Yeah, sure.
Babylon Berlin will be winning race 6. The open sprint at Pukekohe, race
right,
6.
Babylon Berlin.
Babylon Berlin dropped the jockey last start, so had then ran to the line. So it got a good workout that day. It dropped the jockey, Jonathan Riddell, at the gates. Kelsey Hannon claims 3. She can ride. Jumps, I think, just too good. Interested to see how Dragon Leap goes, but he'd need the track to come back to a really good to be threatening Babylon Berlin on that field, I reckon.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That is the latest from Love Racing. Louis, go well, mate. Have a great weekend. Look forward to hearing you on the Mail Run. And
Greg, not Mick, remember?
Greg, yes, indeed. Loveracing.nz for all your thoroughbred racing news, previews, replays, profiles, and more. And don't forget, too, you can book at thegrandtour.nz. Eat, drink, and get racing. Round up the crew.